Nikki Haley falls to the back of the GOP pack in 2024 straw poll. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2021. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, R., sank in the Western Conservative Summit straw poll for president, coming in last among the Republican candidates. On Saturday, the Centennial Institute surveyed respondents at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver and asked them to vote for all the candidates they approve of for president in 2024. In a field of both conservative and liberal candidates, Haley fell to the back of the pack of Republican personalities, with 19.14% approving of her running. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, and former President Donald Trump overwhelmingly garnered the most support among respondents, 74.12% and 71.43%, respectively. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, garnered the third greatest amount of support, 42.86%, followed by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, 39.35%, Senator Tim Scott, 35.58%, Governor Kristi Noem, 29.92%, Senator Tom Cotton, 29.92%, Senator Rand Paul, 27.76%, Donald Trump Jr., 24.80%, former Vice President Mike Pence, 21.56%, Senator Josh Hawley, 20.22%, Representative Dan Crenshaw, 20.22%, and Haley, with remaining candidates, nearly all of which are Democrats, garnering less than 3%. Former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who spoke at the Democratic National Convention, is the only Republican who saw a lower approval than Haley. Haley's status has spiraled among the GOP base in recent months, particularly following her criticism of former President Donald Trump. "I don't think he's going to be in the picture. I don't think he can. He's fallen so far," she said of Trump in February. "We need to acknowledge he let us down. He went down a path he shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have followed him." She also criticized Trump over his remarks geared toward Pence. "When I tell you I'm angry, it's an understatement. Mike has been nothing but loyal to that man. He's been nothing but a good friend of that man," Haley said, adding, "I am so disappointed in the fact that, despite the loyalty and friendship he had with Mike Pence, that he would do that to him. Like, I'm disgusted by it. Never did I think he would spiral out like this. I don't feel like I know who he is anymore. The person that I worked with is not the person that I have watched since the election," she said of Trump. In April, Haley said she would not run for president if Trump does as well. "I would not run if President Trump ran, and I would talk to him about it," she said. "That's something we'll have a conversation about at some point, if that decision is something that has to be made."